every day, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Here's Tom Cantor, a Jewish born-again Christian and Bible teacher on Friendship with God.
My partner made this very, very offensive, crude comment that as a Christian I felt terrible about. And I thought of this verse, and I thought of these five questions from 2 Corinthians 6. And I asked myself about my partner. First question, what fellowship? Second question, what communion? Third question, what concord? Fourth question, what part? Fifth question, what agreement? And I asked God to get me out of this unequal yoke. And well, the business didn't have any sales and it didn't have any prospect to sales, and it went on for another year to have no sales. So after 3 months, my partner got offered a professorship at a university where he still is. And he left, and I bought him out for $67.50. It's a huge sacrifice. And I felt as though the business had been redeemed.
Listen to Tom Cantor weekdays at 10:30 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Praise the Lord. Psalms 35:37 says, "Let them shout for joy and be glad." I love that scripture. Let them shout for joy and be glad. Who favor? One translation says, who delights. Another translation says, take honor and joy in. Who favor my righteous cause. Who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. That's the key to prosperity right there. That is the key. You got to take up the righteous cause. You got to take up the right. We got so many causes going on, we don't know what cause to get in anymore. Come on, somebody, amen. The prophet Isaiah said it this way in 48:17. He says, "Thus said the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit." Now, you ain't going to hear that in all churches, but I'm going to tell you the truth here. God wants you to make a profit. If you own a business and you're showing a loss, let me help you right now. That is not the will of God for your company. He wants you to profit. Amen. I don't know about you. I've had profit and I've had loss. Profit's better. A lot better. I don't know how. I look at my bank account sometimes when I was showing a loss and that was in the red. It don't feel good. When you look in that bank account after all your bills are paid and everything's done, you got some money in there and you go, ooh, I got a profit. That feels a lot better than a loss, don't it? Praise the Lord. Amen. Start somebody say, favoring his righteous cause. That's the secret. That's the secret to abounding today. God wants to bless you, but the blessing always has a reason behind it. God told Abraham, he said, I want to bless you. And Abraham said, why? He said, so you can be a blessing. You know, God's crazy like that, man. He wants to bless you so you can be a blessing. Some people think God just wants to bless them so they can sit around and go, woo-hoo, look at me, I'm blessed. Look at all the cars I got and all the houses I'm, woo, look at me, you can be like me, I'm blessed. No, that ain't why he gave you all that stuff, dummy. It's so you could be a blessing. I went to Truth Church, pastor called people a dummy. It's all right. A lot of people are making dumb decisions out there. Well, I feel good. Thank you, sister. Thank you. Praise the Lord. I mean, you can't be a blessing unless you've been blessed. You really can't even be a help to anybody if ain't nobody never helped you. Somebody had to help you get to where you are. You didn't get there all by yourself. Come on, huh? You really don't have anything to give if you ain't never received anything. That's why people preach this scripture, but they preach it backwards. But here's what Jesus really said. He said, freely you have received, so now you can freely give. I mean, if you ain't got nothing, you can't give nothing. So receiving has to come before giving. We got some churches trying to get people give and they ain't got nothing to give. Then they make you feel condemnation because you ain't got nothing to give. I don't care about all that. I want to teach you how to receive. Receiving's better than me. Don't you think receiving's better than giving? When you got a lot to give, when you got a lot that you've received, then it's easy to give. Praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. High five somebody. Say, let's make a profit today. There really is no lack of causes. There ain't no lack of causes. Somebody's always marching somewhere in this country. Somebody's always protesting somewhere, something in this. Somebody's always raising money for something. You know? I see all kinds of people raising crazy money for all kinds of stuff. Don't even make no sense with all some of these causes. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you serious? What are you talking about? Somebody's always signing a petition for something. I got that petition thing, man. They send me petitions to sign all the time because I started a petition one time, and they send them to me all the time. They send me crazy petitions. We're trying to outlaw blonde hair coloring. Will you sign our petition? No. What kind of cause is that? I ain't putting my name on that mess. Come on, amen. And in this culture, we find out that some causes are worthwhile and some causes are not so worthwhile. Some of them are just silly. But how many of you know there is a cause above every cause, and it's a righteous cause? It's his cause. It's God's cause. It's the cause that Jesus came and gave his life for. Amen? And it has to do with the purposes of God. And when you begin to align yourself with the purposes of God, then those things, the blessings and favor of God, begin to be released into your life. Psalms 35 is pretty cool because it was written at a time after David had killed the giant, but Saul had become jealous of him, and he was running from Saul for his life because Saul was trying to kill him. I mean, that's pretty bad when you kill the giant and become a hero and marry the king's daughter and you got everything in the kingdom. And then all of a sudden Saul looks at you and he says, there's the guy that killed the giant that I couldn't kill. There's the guy that everybody's singing songs about. And they ain't singing songs about me no more. I mean, it wasn't long before Saul decided he didn't need David in his kingdom anymore. So David writes this psalm when he's on the run. And what I've discovered is some people, they'll deal with an issue for so long in their life, they finally learn how to overcome it, and then they're shocked to find out that there's more giants in their life they need to overcome. David thought he overcame everything with that giant. Next thing you know, the king's trying to kill him. And he's running for his life. He killed a giant, but it wasn't long before he found out that, hey, I got to go to a new level. There's more for me. This ain't just about killing a giant in my life. I got to learn how to go to a new level in my life. I mean, when you go to a new level, you're going to face problems you ain't never had to face before because you're at a new level. That's You're dealing with stuff you ain't never thought about before. You're dealing with things that you've never engaged before. You've been hanging out in your own little circle and your own little bubble for so long, and when the bubble gets popped, you have to go to a new level. You're experiencing all kinds of things you ain't ever experienced before. And then all of a sudden, you're being challenged in ways that you've never been challenged before. Come on, somebody. Amen? Because the truth is not everybody is thrilled about your success. And sometimes it's your own family. Not everybody's jumping up and down about the dream on the inside of your life. But sometimes it's the people closest to you that get more upset when you start getting a breakthrough, because all of a sudden you're getting a breakthrough and they're not getting a breakthrough, and it ain't fair. Praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. I'm being real with you today. Not every person thinks you ought to be a giant killer. Some people in your life think you ought to just keep your mouth shut and sit on the back row and not do nothing. Not nobody at this place. Ain't nobody here. I ain't saying there's anybody in here like that. Not a true church, right? Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost. You know why people get that way? Usually it's because they ain't never learned how to kill a giant. And when you start slaying giants, they get jealous because they don't know how to slay giants in their life. And it's like the crab in the crab pot. You get 10 crabs in the crab pot. One of them starts climbing out, and all the other 10 go over there and grab him and pull him back down into the pot. And then another one starts climbing out, and then the rest of them, oh, no, 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 you ain't getting out. If we stuck in the pot, you stuck in the pot. I mean, there's a lot of churches like that. And the only one that ain't in the crab pot is the man of God looking down in the crab pot. Somebody ought to help me. So David, he finally kills the giant. Saul recognizes it, and he ran from Saul, and he decided to do David in because David did what he couldn't do, and that's all over the churches today. There's more churches birthed out of rejection, insecurity, come on somebody, and jealousy than any really God calling people to birth the church. That's why in some, I feel the Holy Ghost. That's why in some cities in the Bible Belt, there's 5 churches on every corner. Yes. The Holy Ghost, Jesus' name, part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4, and part 5. And they all used to be in part 1. You know I am. Come on, praise the Lord, amen. But that ain't here at our church, and I'm grateful for that. Praise the Lord. So Saul's chasing David. He wants to kill him, and David's running for his life, and God begins to do creative miracles in his life to start rescuing David from trouble. But he puts David on this journey to teach him how to have favor and success in the midst of the hell that he was living in. Come on, amen. And here's what David said. He said, I recognize that I need to shout for joy and be glad. Somebody say with me, I need to shout for joy and be glad. Because watch this, God will always do good to those who favor his righteous cause. And see, what David does is he begins to personify what God's purposes are in the earth. David says, I'm going to live for the cause. This ain't about me. It really ain't even about Israel. It's for God's cause. The righteous cause of God. David was anointed to raise up a kingdom. He was anointed to bring Israel into the greatest days that the kingdom would ever have. And when Saul was pursuing him to kill him, And watch this, it's a picture of our enemies trying to cut you off from what you were destined for. I mean, that's what the enemy comes to do. He tries to saddle us with complacency and church life to get us to bypass the real call of God on our life. And if he can keep us complacent and feel like we're doing our duty by showing up on a Sunday morning, we'll never live the life that God's called us to. We'll feel like we've done our part by listening to me preach for an hour. And 30 minutes of the time I'm preaching, you're sitting there going, I wish he'd hurry up. Boy, I know that one hit hard because nobody said amen. Boy, that was prophetic, Pastor. That was so prophetic. So prophetic. You know I float in prophecy like that, did you? He said, shout for joy, and it will be part of your life. He said, Pastor, I ain't got no joy. Well, that's why I said you got to shout for it. He didn't say shout. He didn't shout because you got joy. He said shout to get some joy. That's our problem. We ain't got no joy, so we don't shout. But that's the reason why you shout. You shout to get the joy. Shout for joy and be glad, you who favor his righteous cause. Let them say continually, the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. So the key part of the scripture is we're going to shout for joy and be glad because there's a righteous cause. But while we shout for joy, it's because we're trying to magnify God. In other words, we're trying to make God big. We're going to make him big. We're not taking a little tiny God, a little itty bitty God, and putting him under a microscope so we can see something really, really, really small and blow it up. We're trying to make him big. He's already big. He's bigger than the universe. It's like we're looking for a telescope. And we're taking a great, 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 great big God, and we're trying to bring him in closer so we can get a good idea who he is. So we want to magnify God and shout for joy and be glad. Amen? The problem with a lot of us is we are independent. And it comes bad in the culture of the United States of America because we just celebrated Independence Day last week. So we do have an independent spirit in this culture. Ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. Ain't nobody going to tell me when to talk. Ain't nobody. You want me to show up at work at 8? I'm going to show up at 8:02 to show you ain't really ain't my boss. Come on, you know how it is, even in our kids. Sit down and be quiet, don't move. Huh? And the kid is sitting there looking at you, going, sitting down, being quiet, not moving. But in their heart, they're going, I'm standing up inside my mind. Come on. Because why? We got an independent spirit. I don't need nobody. I don't need nobody to help me. I can do it all by myself. I pull myself up by my own bootstraps. Ain't nobody got to help me. I made my own way. No, you did not make your own way. Somebody helped you get to where you are. Listen, if you ever see a turtle on top of a fence post, just know it didn't get there by itself. Somebody had to do something. Some people think they got everything they got in their life. They did it all by themselves, and there wasn't never nobody there to help them when they needed help. But how many know they didn't get there by themselves? Somebody helped them. Somebody gave birth to them. Somebody fed them. Somebody nurtured them. Somebody put some, come on, help me, somebody. If God's done anything in your life, I think somebody ought to just give him praise right now. Praise the Lord, amen. Go ahead and magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord. Glory! Glory! How many of you notice this? It doesn't say magnify your friends. Don't say magnify your paycheck. Don't say magnify your boss or magnify. It says magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord. Make him big. Make him famous. Make him everything in your life. And then it says, let the Lord be magnified who delights in the prosperity of his servants. In other words, God likes it when you prosper. He delights in it. So what does that mean? It means he's looking down to heaven going, look at that. There's my girl right there. He's delighting in it. He's happy about it. Amen? That's why you ought to magnify God in your house every day. Magnify God in front of your kids. Magnify God in front of your place of work. Magnify God at the drive-thru, at the bank when you got shorted on your check. Magnify the Lord, amen. Don't magnify me, don't magnify the worship team, don't magnify Kim, don't magnify each other. You can encourage each other and tell them they're doing a good job, but magnify the Lord. That's why we're here today. We're here to magnify the Lord. How many know God wouldn't be able to do what he does without you? Because when we magnify him, he empowers us to do the work and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, to do the work of the Lord. Praise the Lord, amen. How many know God's got to have somebody to do it with? That's why he calls. That's why he ordains. That's why he chooses. That's why he picks. That's why he anoints. Because God likes to work through people that know how to magnify him and are working on his righteous cause. That is the secret to abounding. I wonder if I got anybody in here today who wants to abound. How many of you ever saw a picture on Facebook or Instagram of some big vacation place? You just look and go, oh, man. I just would love to be there. It sounds like a lot of fun. And you see your friends in the pictures and you go, I feel like I'm missing out. I feel like I'm missing something. The truth is we've probably been to them places and done those stuff before. We're going there soon. But there is this sometimes this feeling we get of being left out. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen? The truth is in reality, we got it pretty good. Do you know if you make $15 an hour, you're in the top 85% of the world in income? $15 an hour, you're in the top 85%. It's amazing, isn't it? I ain't never seen a society so bent on talking about how bad they got it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I mean, the homeless people got it better than some of the people in third world nations. You can stand on the corner by the Flying J and make $100 with a bucket in your hand every day. Go into Flying J and take a hot shower and watch a widescreen TV and eat a hot dog. Try that in the jungles of Uganda. Ain't going to happen. You're going to go out hunting and try to kill something to eat, and something out there is going to kill you to eat you. That's real danger. Last time I looked, there wasn't no lions in Fort Pierce eating villagers. I done lost you now. Y'all all right? We got it good, amen. But the truth is, we don't like to be left out. We don't like to be left behind or feel left out. So we all have this drive in us, this perception of reality, and we have this perception that we live in this culture of America where we feel like we always have lack. It's like programmed into us naturally, amen. We live in a culture, we have access to all kinds of stuff. I mean, really think about what you have access to in your pocket. It's unheard of what we can reach out and do, but we still have this thing in the nature of the society that we live in that it's never enough. And it's ripe in our culture today, amen? You know what we do? We wake up in the morning thinking we didn't get enough sleep. Oh man, I didn't get enough sleep, huh? And we get out of the bed and we already perceiving that we lack something. I didn't get enough sleep, I didn't get into bed early enough. Man, I'm going to be tired all day. And then we rush out the door in the morning. I'm running late. I ain't got enough of time. I just ain't enough time. I ain't get enough sleep. Now I ain't got enough time. And then we get home and we believe, man, I didn't get hardly nothing done today. That's me. I worked all day. I just got half my stuff done. Why? Because we have a mentality of lack in this culture that we live in. Amen? We're living in a time where the underlying cultural movement of the day programs us to believe that we can never get enough. We can never have enough. We start our day out thinking we don't have enough. We live through our day thinking we're not doing enough. And then we get home at night thinking we didn't get enough done. And it's ripe in our culture today. How many know what I'm talking about? Come on, amen. And then we go to parties where we're supposed to relax and enjoy each other and family time and cooking out. And we stand around and talk about the things we don't have. And one day, someday, God's going to do this. And the lack of opportunities. And I'm stuck in a dead-end job. And you don't understand the people I got to work with. And it's just so tough and so hard. And everybody leaves the time at the cookout depressed, except for the kids who are playing in the backyard. Would you have fun at the party? No, I'm depressed. Life is hard. But you just got in a car with AC and drove to a home with AC. We talk about the lack of friends we have, the lack of relationships we have, and all we do is reinforce in our minds that we do not have enough, that we can't get enough. And it's ripe in this culture, guys. It's everywhere. And because we believe we have lack, we become very limited in the way we think. And we cannot stretch our mind to believe God for the impossible. You want to know why supernatural miracles don't happen in America anymore? You want to know why people are getting up out of graves in Africa and being raised from the dead? You want to know why cancerous tumors fall off of people's bodies at crusades and just fall off into a heap of dead flesh right in front of your eyes? You know why that happens? Because we have a mentality of lack. We've moved to a place where we don't even need a supernatural God anymore because we got an iPhone in our pocket.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. Hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Hi, I'm Kim Skulski, the ESE lead at St. Lucie Christian. We offer a personalized academic curriculum education, or PACE, for students who would benefit from additional instructional assistance, be it through additional time, small groups, one-on-one, and the use of manipulatives in order to facilitate student success. All kids can learn, all kids can create, and all kids can achieve. That's the St. Lucie Christian way.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
Like the rising sun.